everybody, and welcome back to Christmas Clatter. It's been a minute. It's like, Todd, I thought you said you were coming back in July, and here it is the week before Halloween, and you're just now getting started. What happened? Well, I wish I could give you a good answer. Been really busy with work. Taking a more prominent role in leadership at our union for letter carriers at the local branch. That's taken up some time. Have a grandbaby living with us now, and she's not a year. I mean, her mom and dad live with us too, but still, just more going on around the house. And to really get deep in the weeds, to be honest with you guys, I just had a hard time pulling the trigger. I couldn't tell you what it was. I talked to Ken Smith about it. It's like, I don't have any reason not to, you know, start. It's just like the gumption wasn't there. And then one day it hit me. It's like, it's time to start. Time to start. So, hey, Johnny, thanks for hopping in here. But yeah, it's like I talked to Ken. It's like, well, maybe Christmas Clatter has made its run and I'm done with it. Because I have this problem. I like lots of things, but I don't have lots of time to do any of the stuff I like. But, you know, and here's my rule with Christmas Clatter. If it becomes like it feels like work or it takes away from my enjoyment of Christmas, it's gone. Because I don't, you know, one thing that makes Christmas special is the seasonal aspect of it. And if you have it year round, and it kind of loses some of its specialness, I don't want that to happen with Christmas. So I guess I was just a little bit more guarded this year, but hopefully we'll be back in full swing next year and we'll see. I got a advent calendar ready to go for December. I do have a good amount of time off from work this December, which is nice. And so that'll really help. And we got guests lined up for the next few weeks. And we'll just have an abbreviated season other than that's just kind of what I wanted to do and felt like. But I know that's not a good answer. And but here we are. I do have a to switch gears on you guys. I do have a Christmas story to tell you. Holly can probably tell this better than me. It happened this year. We're decorating for Christmas. We're not quite done yet. Almost. But Taylor, our 11-year-old, soon-to-be 12-year-old, she wanted to help us decorate. And she was going to help decorate the bathrooms. And so she was putting up like the Christmas shower curtains and things. And she did the what we call the kids' bathroom. And then she went into the master bathroom there and hang one up and the one me and Holly use, the shower curtain. And Holly was like, that's not the normal Christmas shower curtain we hang up. And Taylor compassionately told her, well, it took me an hour to put it up, so that's the one you're going to use. So I guess that's the one we're going to use. It's not a bad looking shower curtain. I really enjoy it. But it just cracked me up that she was like, you know, took me an hour to put it up. So it's one we're stuck with. But I appreciate her enthusiasm for Christmas. But guys, it's going to be a good year. I know it's going to be a short run, but we got, Red One coming out, a Christmas movie with The Rock and Chris Evans and some other people. It might not be any good. Looks like it's going to be fun at least, but I'll review it when it comes out. But there's some other things happening. So, yeah. Yeah, the advent calendar, the gnome one. I'll tell you what. If you guys be patient with me for 1 second, I'll go get the advent calendar and show it to you guys. I'm not going to say anything to the podcast audience. They'll have to go to YouTube to find it, but I'll just hold it up so you guys can see it here. Give me 1 second. For those that are just listening to the podcast, you'll have to go to YouTube patreon.com/Christmas Clatter to find out what I'm showing everybody as this year's advent calendar unboxing for the month of December. So hope everybody gets a good look at that there. And that's what we'll be unboxing this December. So yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that. A little bonus for you guys that hopped in here with me to watch. But this isn't going to be a long episode. Normally, my first ones aren't very long because it's like a warm-up. And to really be honest with you guys, I was a little bit nervous. Every Sunday night, I do On the Porch with Ken Smith. And that's easy because it's just me and Ken talking. And it's been a little bit since I've been by myself. So I was just a little bit nervous about it. But there is one thing on my mind that I definitely need to be talking to you guys about. And firstly, it's about this guy here. Hey, Roy, how's it going? Merry Christmas, my friend. It's about this guy here, Brett Ellerich. He first got onto my radar from Dwayne from Tinseltoons had mentioned to me. Several years ago, he's like, have you heard this Christmas album by Brett I'm going to mess this up the whole time. Ellerich. And I was like, no. And it was called Glow. He's like, it's really, really good. Now, Brett is considered a country singer. I don't know why. To me, he's more of a crooner. And, but I guess I can see it, but it's really great. So, and he's got other albums. He's got plenty of albums out there. In fact, he had like 5 number ones on the country airplay, Billboard country airplay list, which is, it's different than like the Hot 100. The airplay is just the songs that are getting played the most over radio. And, so he has, you know, 5 hits on that, which is pretty cool. And, they came out with Glow in 2016, which is an outstanding, outstanding Christmas album. It's wonderful. If you haven't heard it, it's really good. The cover here, the red cover, is from the 2016 release. In 2018, he released the deluxe version with a couple extra songs. That's the one that's most easily found. You'll have to pay up a little bit if you want the original 2016 release. Both are excellent, excellent Christmas albums. Now, there's only a few songs different. So take that for what it is. Just wonderful. Wonderful. And then, what was it? Let me check my notes here. 2021, he came out with a Christmas album called Mr. Christmas. He did a Baby It's Cold Outside with Meghan Trainor. And he also was on Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album and sang the duet Under the Mistletoe with her. But then he came out with this Mr. Christmas album, which is really good. It's not as good as Glow, but it's really good. I mean, to say it's average probably is not very kind, you know, but it's not as good as Glow, but it's not bad. And, in fact, going back to his, duet with Kelly Clarkson, he's one of the few, if not the only, like, male artists that I have seen, like, keep up with Kelly note for note. And, his tone is spectacular. And then I got caught wind that he's got this album coming out, and it's available to stream now, and the vinyl and stuff be coming out. And it's called Merry Christmas, Welcome to the Family. And in here he has a song that he of his that he invited Kelly to do called Sweet December. Now, this album is only 8 tracks long. They're all original Christmas songs. This album may be better than Glow. It's a wonderful Christmas album. I encourage everybody to stream it, to listen to it, to go buy it. You'll love it. Now, the song he does with Kelly, Sweet December, I've already put it on the essential Christmas music list. It is an absolute, no questions asked, stone cold lead pipe lock of an instant Christmas classic. No doubt about it. None at all. If you haven't heard it, Sweet December, if you haven't heard it, there's a link in the description. Takes you to the YouTube channel and play it. It is a beautiful, well-written, feels like you've known it forever, nostalgic-filled Christmas song. And I dare anybody to listen to it and be like, no, it's not a classic. It is an absolute classic, classic, classic Christmas song. And you guys got to check it out. I haven't been this excited about a new Christmas album and Christmas song in a long time. I was real excited about the Meghan Trainor Christmas album because for those that haven't known Christmas Clatter's history, I was actually the one that encouraged her to cut that album with an episode I did. And it was a fine album. It was okay. It's not really what I wanted from her. This album, holy cow. And this, I don't know if I should say ironically enough, but I believe this album he's like completely done on his own independent. I think he's not a signed artist with anybody right now. I think he's doing the whole independent thing, as far as I can tell. Doing some research on Brett, I realized one thing. He grew up, his hometown is only 1 hour away from Burl Ives' hometown. Not that it means anything, but I just thought that was interesting. And the only reason I knew that was because Ken had went to visit Burl Ives' burial place here a few months ago. And if you need to hear or see more on that, check out On the Porch. But yeah, guys, I can't wait to for you guys to hear this album, hear your reactions to it. It's just so spectacular. Like I said, there's new music coming out. I think we got a few more Christmas. Let me pull up my notes here. There's some more Christmas music coming out this year, of course. And Red One's the biggest Christmas movie I can, that I remember seeing coming out this year. If there's any others, let me know. Red One's looks like, let me see here. Oh, that's all songs. That's all songs there. Let me see here. Yeah, it looks like Kelly Clarkson has a new Christmas song coming out this year. Little Big Town. Jennifer Hudson has an album coming out. Ben Folds has one. Tower of Power has one. So there's a few things out there coming out. It looks like Amy Grant has a new one coming out this year as well. And let me see. Owl City's got one. Wow. I didn't know he's still around, but I guess so. But yeah, I got a few things coming out this year as far as Christmas music. I'm not a big Owl City fan, but some of his Christmas songs are pretty catchy. But yeah, it's really, really, really great to see. Like I said, guys, this episode, I always like to do a little abbreviated because it's kind of like my warm up. Now, doing On the Porch with Ken, we got plenty to talk about too. We just go back and forth. But man, oh man. Unfortunately, I feel like I'm all over the place. Hopefully, this episode isn't a rambling that would confuse Gary Busey, but probably not going to be able to do the Christmas puzzle exchange this year just because of time restraints. But next year, I'm planning on making that bigger and better. I have some ideas that I need to flesh out a little bit. Got to some guests lined up. Next week we have a YouTuber that is into thrifting and has a lot of Christmas items he would like to sell everybody. Now, he won't be selling them here on the podcast, but we'll talk more about that. And he's good. Him and his wife are good people. And Holly had the honor of meeting them in person over the summer, but they're good people. And so they'll be on. And then the week after that, we'll talk about some Christmas cookbooks and get you guys ready for all the recipes and stuff. But Holly asked a great question. What's something you're looking the most forward to this Christmas? If you guys are listening, put it in the comments and we can talk about it. And if you're listening on the podcast, let me know. Send me an email or a direct message on social media. I'll tell you one thing I'm looking forward to this year. It's time off. It should work out right. If it works out right, I'll work December the 10th. And then I won't return to work until the 7th of January. So I'm really looking forward to that, to be honest with you. I haven't had time off like that around Christmas since I was going to say college, but I was working in college. So, it wasn't time off. I guess since I was a kid in high school, I wasn't working a job at all. But you don't get that much time off. So I'm looking forward to that. Cause there's so much I get to miss. Johnny Mags knows, being a fellow letter carrier, so much we get to miss because of the holiday season. And, I tell you what, not to pity party on anybody, but one of the things that me and other carriers talk about is when it's like, of course it gets dark so early around the holidays, but when it's like 7 o'clock at night, completely dark, and you're driving and delivering mail and packages, and you see people with their Christmas lights on and extra cars in the parking lot, and you get a glimpse and they're in there like laughing and cutting up and eating a meal together, and you just kind of, it's part of the job and stuff, but you just kind of inside you're like, dadgum, I wish I could be home doing that. By the time you get home, everybody's, ready to go to bed and you're too tired to do anything. But, that's what we signed up for. But, that time off is something I'm really, wanting to do now. Going back to Brett Eldridge, he has a Christmas tour coming up, and, he's going to be in St. Louis on a Wednesday. I think I want to say like the 13th of December. No, that's not right. It's maybe the 7th of December. Not 7th. 17th of December. It's like a Wednesday night. He's going to be in St. Louis. And if possible, I would absolutely love to go see that concert. That would be a fantastic treat. But if we don't, we're definitely going to make it up to St. Charles, Missouri. They do like the old Christmas Carol, Victorian style Christmas. They'll have a bunch of people out on the streets, and they'll actually have people like roasting chestnuts for real. I've never had a roasted chestnut in my life, but wouldn't mind to try one. Sung about them forever and things, but yeah, it's going to be a good holiday. It's going to be good. I just want to encourage everybody to take it slow this year. But Ken's wanting to know about Cookie Day. And Cookie Day is going to be on December the 13th. So, yeah, December the 13th is Cookie Day this year. It's Friday, December the 13th, Friday the 13th. And that's the way to do a Friday the 13th is with cookies. So Santa Dad says, it's always doing new things with the girls, but more than that, it's doing the now deeply seated traditions we built over the years, especially the time capsule wreaths. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Candido. Dear Santa. Yeah. Dear Santa, let Dad go to the Brit Eldridge concert. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely so. Definitely so. That would be a sweet, sweet treat. But maybe I need to write a letter to Santa and give it to my mailman and see what happens. You know. But it's going to be a good year. Like I said, it's going to be a little abbreviated. And I apologize for that. I know a lot of people look forward to Christmas clatter, but I don't want to get out here and just turn on the microphone out of obligation. You know, it's something I got to genuinely love and want to do, or it will not, it won't be right. It won't be right at all. Cause I experienced that a few years back. Santa Dad's oldest was born on Friday the 13th. So that's a great day and date. And that's awesome. You know, kind of go back to my break. It was either my second or third Christmas doing Christmas clatter where I was just like taking guests to have guests. They were doing stuff I wasn't that interested in. However, I thought it would boost the algorithms and help Christmas clatter take off, and things. But it didn't, and it didn't because I wasn't interested in it. And some of the episodes were the most horrible episodes in the world. And I was kind of hate that I did them, and like I said, one thing about doing YouTube and podcasting, and this is for anybody that does it. If you're not genuine and you're not authentic, hang it up because it's not going to work. You know, it's just not going to work. You're never going to be, you can never fake enough to make everybody happy or enough people happy to really make it explode, And I mean, I guess if you're some kind of celebrity and you already have a following just because you act as one of their favorite characters, you could ride that for a little bit, but, but if you're just a mailman like me, from Missouri, all I have is who I am. So, why try to be anything else? And like I said, I just a little shy to pull the trigger on it. And, but here we are. I don't plan on stopping Christmas clatter at all. I just guess I needed an extended break, make sure all my T's were crossed and lowercase J's were dotted, So, yeah, Holly's right. Yep. You do what you love and you'll find your people. That's exactly right. And, there's been 20 or so people has been in, haven't been live in a while, and 20 people took time out of their Wednesday to come see what I was doing. And I really appreciate that. That means a lot. But guys, like I said, it's an abbreviated episode. Check out Brit Eldridge. All the links to his stuff are in the show notes and description. I mean, It's crazy. It's crazy good. It's definitely going to be the best Christmas album released this year. I don't think anybody's going to do anything better than it from top to bottom. And that song, Sweet December, he sings with Kelly Clarkson. Like I said, it's already made it to the Essential Christmas Music playlist. It's that good. And I thought it would be forever before I added a song to that. And it's already there. I already have put it on it. And if you guys need a link to the Essential Music Christmas playlist, that's in the show notes and description too. It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. And it's wonderful. Now, word of advice, when you listen to the playlist, put it on shuffle. And because the songs, there's a couple of versions of each song in a row. So, but yeah, I appreciate that, Santa Dad. Facts. Being a very involved dad with a full-time job, I pick a point of focus year-round on his, for your dog cast. Go Georgia. I need to talk to you about that. What's going on in the SEC? But maybe me, you, and Ken need to do a SEC podcast or something, since he likes those orange people. And yeah. Santa Dad will always be, especially in the season. That's great. So thanks, Arnie and Doug. Great to have me back behind the microphone. I appreciate it. I hope you're hard working on that nostalgia tree. Thanks, Arnie and Doug. Also, thanks for your kind words about me and Ken on your last live stream Monday night. I really appreciate that. Really means a lot. But guys, we'll be back next week with a special guest and the Bearded Thrift Machine. If you know that YouTube channel, you know who I'm talking about. If not, go check it out. It's really great. And for those in the chat, stick around. We're not done. But for those listening on your podcast platforms, thanks so much for joining me. And if you ever have time on a Wednesday night, we'd love to have you here. Join us live in the chat. So until we talk again, remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.